Shvi'is Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav 3:6. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of removing stones from one's field, and the concern once again is that it looks like he's preparing to plow. Here in this Mishnah Vav, we're talking about removing stones from an existing stone wall called a geder. The previous Mishnah talked about removing stones from one's field in a quarry. And according to the Bartanura, and I'm going to say this whole Mishnah just according to the Bartanura, there are other pshatim, I'm leaving them out. I don't think it's this in real 21st century doesn't have any real halach lemaisa applications, so, and I don't think the pshatim are that. In any case, I'm sticking to one pshat here, the Bartanura, as usual. And so here, the Bartanura learns that this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah are connected, and as much as we're going to qualify this Mishnah, and the halach is about taking stones out of one's gather his fence, and that will reflect back also on the halachas of taking stones out of one's quarry. In any case, the Mishnah says here, geder, if one has a stone wall, in modern Hebrew the word geder just means a fence, but geder throughout the Mishnah just means a fence made out of piled up stones, probably without mortar between them, sheyesh bo asara avanim, if that wall has 10 stones, shel masui shnaim shnaim, that are so large that it requires two people to remove each of those 10 stones, so then those stones are large, and when, again, we're concerned about it looking like you're removing stones from your field to plow. If you're removing such substantial wall with such large stones, it would make no economic sense for you to do all that work just to be able to plow that area, and therefore it'll be evident to everyone you're not removing stones for plowing. These are massive stones that are being removed for construction purposes. So to demolish your wall for reconstruction purposes, for secondary use of building, again, if you're preparing to plow, it would be forbidden. But here you're preparing to build, and the only issue is Maris Ayin. So there won't be Maris Ayin, provided that the stones in the geder, the wall, meet two conditions. The first is there are at least 10 stones that are so large, only two people can lift them together. Hare Eli Yidnatelu, then you can take those stones. According to the Bartanura, the stones you can take from the geder are not just those 10 large ones, but also the small ones in the wall. The entire wall can be removed. And now we're going to define what it constitutes a geder. That's shiur geder. The measurement for a geder is asar tefachim. That is 10 tefachim tall, basically a yard or a meter tall almost, which is the definition of a geder throughout the Mishnayos, usually in the context of mechitzas we're talking about, to be an effective partition. But here, it's so that it's visible to all. This was a substantial wall that's being taken down, and therefore you're not removing stones for plowing, but just demolishing a wall for reconstruction purposes. So two conditions. The wall has to be have at least 10 stones so large that only two people can lift each of those 10 stones, and it has to be a wall that has the full height of 10 tefachim, and if it has those two conditions, then one may remove that wall on Shemitah for construction purposes, and no one will think you're using it. The Fizzle Maris Ayin issue of looking like you're preparing your field for plowing. Pachos Mikan, if, however, you don't have either the 10 tefach high wall or you don't have the 10 large stones that require two people to move them, then Machtev, it is like a quarry. Now, according to Bartanura, it's not perfectly clear what that is referring to and what makes this quarry like, or what's the din of a quarry we're referring to. It's not clear. In any case, put that aside. Vagomomo, you can, gomem is translated, article translates it as raise, which we've had in other contexts of chopping down trees. Say, gomem means chopping off the tree, but not to the very bottom, uprooting it, leaving a little stump, a small stump. So here we're talking about raising, taking off the top layers of the wall, but leaving the bottom layer, ad pachos meha'aretz tefach, so that you can have just even like up to a tefach of stones on the ground. The point is, if you remove the entire wall, but save the bottom row of stones, it's clear to everyone you're not intending to plow this field, because you've left a row of stones. You can't plow until you get to the proper soil where you can put the seeds and put the plowshare through it. So again, we're saying we had limited and said you can only demolish a wall or dismantle a wall made out of stones for construction purposes if it has those two conditions, 10 tefachim and 10 large stones that take two people to move them. That would be to remove the entire wall. But if you don't have either of those two conditions, you still could remove the stones, just not all the way down to the bottom. So by leaving a layer of stones on the ground, it's clear to everyone you're not intending to plow the field. Now, the Mishnah will continue on now with two caveats to qualify, according to the Bartanura, this Mishnah about removing stones from a wall, and also reflecting back on the previous Mishnah, talking about removing stones from the quarry. That's a Bartanura's pshat. But medavar memorim, when do these halachas about quarries and walls apply? Metoch shalo. It only applies if we're talking about in your own field that you're extracting the stones. Av matoch shel chavero, if you're removing stones from your neighbor's field, Mashu rotze yitol. You can take whatever you want. We're not saying you can steal your neighbor's stones. We're saying, assuming the neighbor lets, no one will think that you are removing stones from your neighbor's field for the sake of plowing, because no one would do that. And that being the case, you can take from your neighbor no problem. And the second caveat, Beben Dovar Memorim, when also does this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah about taking stones apply? Bezman shlo hischil bo me'erev shvias. We're only talking about where you didn't start extracting the stones from the quarry or didn't start demolishing the stone wall prior to Shvias. Avlim hischil bo me'erev shvias. If already you started quarrying the stones on Erev Shvias in the sixth year, or you started removing the stones from the wall on the sixth year, Masha rotza notel, you can take whatever you want, meaning even if the quarry doesn't have the 27 large stones with three rows, etc., doesn't matter because you started before Shvias, it's clear you're quarrying. And if the wall doesn't have the 10 large stones for two people or 10 tefachim of height, but you started before Shvias, no problem, you can still take it on Shemitah year because everyone saw from before Shemitah that what you're doing is demolishing walls and quarrying from your field.